Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Feel the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling Wigger and Manzer Ass Clowns across the fruited nut Zog Plain in the open air Coast Coast Nut House we call Zog Babylon the Third and Asylum. And also, in this case, this show is aimed at the lost and found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is a special edition of the Movement Turd. It was called essentially on about 45 minutes ago. And anyway, this will be episode number 125.9. It's called Answering a Challenge. And this is, you know, essentially, where it came in is I was listening to the new, you know, the Peerless Good Manzer, a.k.a. News Guy, a.k.a. Jews Kike, like I call him, over on Radio Unfree, Nimbusters, or Nimtards, or whatever. And essentially, what this lying Jew cocksucker, who's no longer even bothering to pretend or put on the act that he is running around... That he's running around, essentially, an Aryan who's broadcasting from Iceland. He goes ahead and just puts it in like it's just an afterthought. He has to go ahead and think up. And essentially, at the very last minute, here is Obagender Bender on there. Here's Jeremy Visser. And you end up having a whole bunch of these Manzers and faggots and tards on Nimbusters running around, call me a child molester, call me a pervert, call me a homosexual, call me everything. And, folks, I went ahead and did this not to go ahead, essentially because I'm mad or annoyed or angry.
about anything, but simply to go ahead and just pretty well just face these people down. And what you're seeing is that at the very last minute, those of you who were there, seeing that I waited essentially till the monkey people were gone. And pretty well what it boils down to is that what you have is that you have a bunch of these mamsers and faggots who essentially sound like one of these Artie or this other guy called Reverend whatever his name. They go ahead and they hide behind a name or an internet alias, and they sound like a bunch of lisping faggots or mamsers or something of some sort. And essentially what they do is, just like all the cowardly chicken shits they are, they run around and hide and they call names. The same way with Jeremy Visser. Now, Jeremy Visser obviously does not love his family, does not love his children, because otherwise Jeremy Visser would understand that what he's doing is that he's creating a situation to where there's not going to be mercy for such like Jeremy Visser or the Visser family when Zog falls apart. Visser had to, way back in December of 2010, essentially admit that it wasn't white, that it wasn't a white supremacist. Oh, look at my brother. You know, he's my full-blooded brother. He's not white. Sean Aaron Visser, he ain't white. I ain't white. Essentially, I'm not a mad bomber. Then he goes ahead and he lies about how I'm a fed and how I was running around and telling the FBI on my webpage, which had been taken down by Brian Briel, claiming that he was a mad bomber. And here he's the one who runs around at that same time. Once he goes ahead, he puts his webpage back. He runs around dressed like a 30-year-old sketch of Unabomber back when they thought he was a sort of like Carlos Jackal or something like that here. And for about a month or so, he went ahead and had to admit, because otherwise, if he got back to the judge that, yes, he was now claimed to be a white supremacist, he claimed to be Aryan Nation minister, he would be in serious trouble. That judge would say, he lied to me, therefore he committed an act of criminal contempt, and go ahead and put him in jail for a couple weeks. But what he did is, from what I gather, His wife, Bridget, whatever her name, Halperin or Ramsey or whatever, I'm not quite sure, but essentially she was the youngest of 4 or 5 daughters here. The father is just a simple, hybrid nigger, piss and possum or something like that. He's a coward, and essentially it's the mother that goes ahead and runs things. And essentially, little Bridget the idiot is so tired of having her belly full with pisser possums, married to a criminal who's been doped up since the age of 10. And we've had this argument before. Jeremy Visser is the one who goes ahead and leaves out this evidence. At the age of 10, here's a vice principal who goes ahead and says, Jeremy won't leave the little white girls alone. You need to dope them up. And then a month later, well, just like any other nigger here, Jeremy just can't leave little white girls alone, so they go ahead and expose ass from this Lutheran school. I mean, essentially, that's what I get from reading them two letters. But essentially, Visser is just a weak sort of character, and when he was challenged to, okay, Visser, you're up. Oh, I got to go ahead and dump the old lady all of a sudden. I can't show up, and neither can Obagenderbender. Now, Genderbender is on the other side of the world here, and what is probably around, noon. Well, Genderbender will probably go ahead and hide in the rest here. And folks, you have these characters, and they go ahead and they say the stupid crap. And none of them are white men. Because, folks, if you're a white man, and you have a wife and a family, you realize how easy it is for Zog to go ahead and pretty well bring up false charges against you and steal your children, like what happened to me, and then go ahead and be railroaded, murdered in prison. Now, folks, I have a solution to that. The solution essentially is this here, is that anyone who is a policeman, anyone who's a social worker, anyone who's a lawyer, a judge, anyone, they and their families are to be put to death. And anyone who supports these people are to be put to death. And I hope, let me just tell what the Christian identity, the real one, message is that there's going to be a great tribulation, and essentially, 9 out of 10 or more of the Uyghurs will die. And all the Jews and all the mutts will die. And you don't dare leave any cancer cells around. At all.
Hold on, let me plug in this
cell phone. In any case, so as a result here, whenever I hear someone going ahead and assuming the Zog is right, I assume that they are on the other side. Here's Obagender Bender just screaming and pissing and moaning and lying. That cocksucker came on about what? Oh, February of 2010. Oh, Talking Dead is, you know, is awful. You don't mind, he doesn't mind think, you know, cussing. Don't mind Jeremy Visser cussing. Essentially, it was a Mamser criminal who went ahead and on VNNF said, fuck the rules, they suck. Now it runs a shitty little forum where nobody even pays much attention to it at all. He goes ahead and hides all the interesting posts. Now it's whining here, and it has nothing better to do than go around on talks to you with the other Jews and the faggots. News guy? Let me tell you why News guy went ahead and got off here. He's just like a Jew boy or a nigger who essentially has been invited to a Nazi meeting or a Klan meeting. And what happens is that Jew boy knows or nigger boy knows that it's not going to go ahead and go well. However, if he shows up, it's not going to end up well for him. And so he runs off. Folks, he wasn't that tired. You guys heard that he went ahead and posted some stupid clip from, you know, where he goes, same with Jeremy Visser. If me or mine get a hold of Jeremy Visser, I was made to do that here. And essentially, you don't waste your time on it. You skin out all the pissing possums. And you save Jeremy for last, so we'll know that what it did pretty well destroyed the rest of them. You skin out Jeremy last. You go ahead and essentially you let Jeremy learn what happens when you run your little pisser possum mouth here. Folks, you didn't have, back in the days of the old West, you didn't have little Indians going ahead, essentially, and I want to be a little white woman, I want to go ahead and pretend to be an Aryan nation, I want to go ahead and pretend to be a Mormon missionary, I want to do this, I want to do that. No. Essentially, all they had to look forward to was living on a reservation. That's all. So, anyway, previously, here I was, listening a little bit to Finkelstein, and he's back going ass to mouth with Brian Rail, from what I gather. And I didn't even bother because, hey, folks, these people know what Brian Rail is. The Finkelsteinites know what Brian Rail is. Now, they had Jurel Mosley, and they had Unkosher, essentially sneaking over to see what Rabbi Eli James had to say. What Eli James was going to do, he was going to whine like a pussy. He was going to go ahead and whine like a pussy about, oh, how, you know, essentially, you know, Finkelheiser is being mean to me. Well, I logged on as Finkelsteiny, and essentially, I just went ahead and said, look, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and troll. I'm not going to go ahead and spam. And what happens, the Nimbuster came in, John Doe, whatever, and trolled. So I went ahead and trolled because, essentially, Steve Elder. Steve Elder is a Pictish Jew mamzer that bleeds out the ass from Crohn's with a spick wife named Hilda living. You know, she's a government worker. And essentially, he's a tard that pretends he's Christian identity, pretends he's with the Northwest Front. And essentially, all these critters are is just Jew boys and mamzers and delusionals. But essentially what boiled down to is I went ahead and I posted what this Andy Renarsh character, who usually fights with Fink, and essentially Andy Renarsh said is that, look, this is, you know, Linstead said, what is the Christian identity doctrine? That unless you be a pure white, a pure Aryan, you can in no ways enter the kingdom of heaven. If you are from the six-day beast of the field, you do not have a soul. If you are a Jew, you're a spawn of Satan. If you do have a soul, it's an evil one. You're not going to enter. No Jew can enter the kingdom of heaven. If you are a Merungeon or Mamzer abomination like Jeremy Visser and Brian Wright and Dan Johns and Brian Rio, Well, you're not only just a beast of the field, you are a man for abomination, not allowed to be in the congregation of Israel. That's why I found out, essentially no longer giving Eli James the benefit of the doubt, way back on Halloween of 2010. And pretty well what I said is that both of you, Eli, you know, both of you, I went ahead and said another thing, is that, look, both Eli James and Bill Fink are both universalists. They both believe that non-whites have a soul. They both believe that non-whites are under the law of Yahweh. They both believe that essentially, so, you know, they're, you know, since they somehow have a soul, somehow have an obligation to obey Yahweh's law, even though he never had a covenant with them. And therefore, since they get rewards and they're under law, that somehow Yahweh is going to resurrect them on Judgment Day. And both Eli James and both William Fink believe that. Even though William Fink follows Emheiser, who is a Sicilian, Marino, Papist, Preterist, Guido, and Finkelstein's a Jew, and do not like Bertrand Comparé, do not like Wesley Swift. Now, there was a difference between, you know, Comparé believed that Yahweh created all the non-whites, beasts of the field, the pure ones, on the sixth day. Whereas, Wesley Swift believed that at least the East African niggers were brought over on spaceships or something by Satan, you know, from Dogon, the planet, you know, Dogstar, and so does Logan Hire, but he also believes that the gooks were brought over, and essentially all the non-whites were brought over from their star. They were not created on this planet. I do not agree with that. But on the other hand, I'm not going to really argue about where they come from, because we have both agreed, me and Logan Hunter, and me and Bertrand Comparé, and me and Wesley Swift, in that whatever happens, these creatures do not have souls. They are not under Yahweh's law. They never were. They never will be. So essentially, what I did is that on Eli James, as well, they were spamming, I went ahead and said, okay, let's just go ahead and look for today here. Let's say I buy me a brand new Case or John Deere mechanical cotton picker, which will go through the rows and essentially pick the cotton and leave the plants and act like a sort of combine for cotton picking. Now, I go ahead and look into its headlights, because it's a combined, you know, picker, and what happens is that you don't have just a tractor pulling a thresher unit. You have a combined or a combine. Essentially, I go ahead and look at its headlights, and it has as much soul looking back at me as a nigger does. Now, when, you know, essentially, will I see this credit, you know, this combine, John Deere or Case? I see a brand new Case, but I hear John Deere has a good one too. Essentially, when this earth sort of passes away, will this combine be resurrected to face judgment here? And what happens is that Finkelstein believes that the combine will be resurrected to be burned in hell forever and ever and ever. Even though it was a fairly good combine, it never gave me too much trouble. Or does Eli James believe that what happens, the combine will be resurrected, as is a good combine, and if you go ahead and put in a refrigerated unit here, it'll serve me mint juleps as well as pick my cotton, my virtual cotton. Pointed out that Jesus Christ told these Sadducees, who used to make this joke to the Pharisees about this woman who married seven brothers, and they kept on dying, and which one would be their wife in heaven? And Jesus Christ said there is no marriage in heaven. There's neither giving nor taking. Don't you understand that? And essentially, he went ahead, and this was the one time he fought with the Sadducees, the educated Levites who had a bunch of Jews running around in there also. Folks, I don't believe that my combine is going to be resurrected on Judgment Day. I don't believe it's going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever, nor do I believe that if you put in a refrigerated unit that's going to serve me mint juleps in addition to picking my virtual cotton. Do I really need cotton up, you know, in heaven? The answer is no. Do I need niggers in cotton? No. Do I need a John Deere or Case cotton picker complete with a refrigerated unit? No. That combine is not going to be resurrected and judged. it's not going to go ahead and pass judgment and live forever. According to Eli, by Eli James' notion, it's not going to burn in hell forever and ever, according to Finkelheiser. Neither one. Non-whites do not have a soul, and therefore, since they do not have a soul, there's nothing to resurrect or nothing to be bothered with resurrecting. And that is what needs to be understood. And folks, if you were a true white man, a true Christian identity person, you would know that. But Fink doesn't know that. And what happens, Eli James doesn't know that. Well, no, Eli James, let me just pull it up there. Eli James has about 4 or 5 times the knowledge that William Fink does. All Fink does is he went ahead and studied a little bit of Greek when he was in prison. He got an AIT course. And folks, the AIT course is pretty good, but only went by white people. When you had Jews and Mamses like Jeremy Visser or Brian Wright or Brian Rio or Finkelschini or Emma Heiser come in, they immediately go ahead and have to pervert it because they understand enough to know that they hate it. Whereas Eli James, he's far more dangerous than Fink because he's far more smarter than Fink, and he knows far more Christian identity. He wants to go ahead and change it. He wants to go ahead and believe that there's such things as good Jews. He wants to believe there's such thing as good Mamzers. He wants to go ahead and muffle the thing up with hybridizing here. You know what I mean? So, in any case, I'm going ahead and looking because I don't think anybody pay attention here, folks. I mean, essentially, what happens if a jury goes ahead and puts a verdict against any white man, even if he's guilty, or they're to be put to death. They and their families are to be put to death. You do not support Zog. You do not support Zog at all. It's not a matter of innocence or guilt here. In the case of someone who is actually molesting a child, you didn't have all these social workers, you didn't have all these cops running around investigating the matter. What happens is that who investigated the matter was the father. As he figured out somebody was molesting his daughter or his son, turned him into faggots, turned him into whatever, he took care of the matter himself, and that was that. That was altogether that. Essentially what happens, though, is that no white man believes that another white man is guilty of that because they understand how easy it is to destroy a family, how easy it is to do that. Whereas, on the other hand, them Mamzers and Jew boys and faggots around, Neuskike, they believe it because they have Genesis 3:15 hatred. So, folks, you don't go ahead and inquire about the guilt or the innocence of anything. You merely inquire as to what sides they're on. And that's why I understand is that there's fewer. The vast majority of people in the Zogland are no longer white, no longer pure white. They're just a bunch of Anglo mestizos. You had old Puffy or Unknown Fucktard. He is some Anglo-Mestizo from Oklahoma who brags about going ahead and having a nigger wife and doing porno flicks. Another arty Jew boy fat. Neuskike is pretending to be this. Essentially, all these people believe I'm guilty because they hate me. I was seeing some cocksucker, an Anglo-Mestizo named Wheeler. He was a criminal. Essentially, he hated Hitler. He hated white people. He hated, he'd go ahead and claim that I said that I went ahead and confessed here. Essentially, this was a piece of shit, and he went ahead and whined about snitching. That's what Visser did. Visser is just a Mamzer. Visser would go ahead and sell out its own mother here for an extra food tray. Essentially, Visser went ahead and admitted to being a Mamzer. What? A year and a half ago, in order to get out of a stalking charge. So, do I really care? Now, do I think Sean Aaron Visser is still running around with Visser? Maybe he is, maybe he ain't. Don't really matter. Essentially, what happens is Visser's going ahead and using this critter, or using the name of this critter. Visser has sock puppets galore. That's all it is, okay? Well, he engages Iceland fantasies. I mean, shoot. You used to have some Mamzer called Icelander 93, who claimed to be a 17-year-old Icelander with nothing better to do. One night, it went ahead and showed its face. It essentially was a pallid skin, cork-eyed Mamser with a Japanese flag behind, you know, essentially it looked like a little room in New Jersey. And all these tards had to do, essentially, were going ahead and talking about a Google Street Map picture of 338 Rabbit Track Road made in 2007 while I was in the Nuthouse. Sometime probably in March or December of 2007. Folks, I don't have either of those cards. Essentially, I have far more tin on the roof here. But hey, it don't matter these people here. You know what I mean? Well, how do you know he moved to Iceland? You don't know what the hell these people's names are. Throughout, I was pretty well listening. I was going ahead and doctoring Roxy. I was working a little bit on my webpage. I was listening to this stupid shit. Essentially, Newskike is all pissed off here. Because, essentially, I went ahead and talked to Chris Drake for 4 hours. I got that show up from 2 weeks ago on my webpage. Essentially, we covered very thoroughly. We covered very thoroughhly. JT, ready? We covered his book. We covered, you know, Mike Blevins. We went ahead and covered Bill White. And by the way, Bill White has been arrested here. Bill White was lying. He was not in Tehran. He was running around hiding somewhere, and he tried to cross the border to Mexico, and he got picked up. Chances are Bill White is not getting out of prison for a long, 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 long time, because they're probably going to go ahead and add another 5 or 10 years for escape on it. Okay? Bill White essentially couldn't keep his mouth shut, and I guess he went ahead and got tracked, or, you know, folks, all you characters who think you are concealed or hidden. Folks, I was listening, I was going ahead and essentially, if you are a lawyer or a special sort of zogling or something like that, LexisNexis has a lot of evidence on you. It has IP tracing, it can go ahead and find out who you are, where you live, simply by going ahead and doing a trace here. And essentially, I've been sort of surprised here at, oh, what these lawyers know. They know when you're going ahead and making a phone call to your friends. They know when you're going ahead and writing up a motion or whatever else. They know. And essentially, they want to criminalize not going ahead and trusting them cocksuckers. Folks, all I have to do here is go to the head of the NSA and squeeze his nuts with a pair of pliers. And essentially, he's going to go ahead and tell me who the NIMTARDS are if I had to work that hard. A week or so ago, I went ahead and found out that old Intrepid, a.k.a. Engelded, was a character, you know, was a shit-skinned Mamser faggot named, named Stephen Brower. I got banned for a couple of days. And now you end up having another shit-skinned Mamser who I call Kentucky Chomo Melungeon, whining about what a big pussy I am because I won't go ahead and create posts for him to shit on. They have to go ahead and go to old posts here and create new sock puppets in order to go ahead and write some more shit on it. And essentially, that's rather thin gruel for them to do. Folks, you got to understand that most of these characters are rats. All they are is just shit-skinned rats who, whatever they cannot eat, they will piss and shit on in order to destroy it. So folks, don't be. I mean, I have been, you know, I'm sort of amazed that here I was, locked up in a maximum security nut house, which was grim. Really, really, really grim. And most of the criminals in Missouri says that Biggs is far worse than a maximum security prison. Because essentially you're locked up with crazy niggers who can go ahead and kill you and do whatever the hell they want to you. And as a result, I learned a whole bunch of things about how to go ahead and torture regime criminals psychologically. How to go ahead and play little games with their heads, because they would play games with their heads and I would play games back with mine. And essentially the only thing that made me behave was the threat of a 10 and a 5. 10 milligrams and 5 milligrams in a shot of Haldol and Ativan. Pretty nasty shit. Go ahead and leave you drooling for about a day or so. Yeah, yeah. I've got an illegal 10 and 5. You know. And folks, you know, having some mamzer, having some faggot, having some wigger, having some pissing possum, call me a chamo. Mighty chamo, mighty chamo, mighty chamo. That don't mean shit. All it means is that you're just a cocksucker who I need to skin out once I find out who you are. You were born evil, Visser. You were born evil, Newscock. You were born evil, and that's the way you act here. And when I went ahead, essentially, at the very end, called, all these cocksuckers had to leave real quick. Real quick. What happens, you don't, you know, they're like niggers. What happens, you got, you know, they want to go ahead and do it. They want to go ahead and chimp out on you in a pack here. Visser, he ran off. Newscock came up with a stupid crap about how I'm, you know, how he was in control, and he went ahead and went off for about another 10 minutes with some stupid shit from a clip. He knew damn well I'd chew on his ass. Let me see if he's still over. Let's see if he's still over on the. Let's see if he's still over on the Newscock. Over on the other show here. Well, supposedly he is here. You got Jeremy Visser. You got Jeremy Visser and Puffy, who's still on the Newscock chat room. Okay? Yep. Anyway. Okay. Well, Bill White. Bill White didn't really destroy. Toward the end, I went ahead and listened to what Bill White said. And essentially, he was too late smart. Here he is running for his life. Running around here. Essentially hiding, and he could have been, say, an Eric Rudolph who went ahead and hid for 5 years. He could have been somebody else. Essentially, whoever he was running to probably got tired of his ass and told him to hit the road. And so he goes ahead, he heads out, and he gets caught in Mexico or somewhere. But at the same time, he can't go ahead and keep his mouth shut. That's what happened to him. Okay? Anyway, let's see here. So do I think? Well, I mean, I don't think Bill White was actually a Zogbot. I don't know. I think toward the end, he was just a, you know, folks, I knew Bill White, or knew of Bill White, back in 1997, 1998, before he decided to become a Nazi, he was going to be a libertoon. And he fought with these libertoons just like I fought with them in Missouri. He had nothing but contempt for these cocksuckers. Nothing but contempt. Because essentially what a libertoon is, he's just a sort of fat, stupid wigger who wants to pretend to be a freedom fighter when essentially all he is just a cocksucker. It's a wigger, in most cases, that wishes it was a Jew. And wants to go ahead and pretend, oh, we're not racist, we love this, we love that. Now, essentially, they don't want to live with niggers. They don't want to go ahead and actually live according to what they say they are. Okay? What lives has Linda ruined? None. Linda hasn't really... Linda went ahead and snitched out Bill White, and I think he snitched out, you know, Kevin Harpham. But, you know, most of the time, I mean, Linda is just a tard. Linder's just, you know, Linder's just a little Jew boy with crones that William Pierce went ahead and resurrected, you know, from a life of oblivion. Chances are, you know, Linder could have been probably a little, what, old assistant manager of a Walmart. That's what Linder probably could have been here. Essentially, if Bill Pierce wouldn't have found him, what Linder would have probably been was probably an assistant manager of a Walmart in Kirksville. And if he sucked enough dick and licked enough ass, he might have gone ahead and manged the main Walmart store in, you know, Kirksville. But was Linder smart enough to go ahead and be a regional director? Hell no. But Linder, if he'd gone ahead and essentially kissed as much ass and sucked as much dick as he did with Pierce, and with Trader Glenn Miller, chances are he might have even risen up to be a Wall Street, you know, a Walmart convenience store manager, he could maybe risen as far to be a, you know, store manager. Chances are someone like him, you just go ahead and see him as being, a manager of a Dollar General or something here. That's what this probably would have risen to. He'd gone ahead and wrote a little bit of shit onto the side, but that would have been it here. But say he gets to go ahead and run a target corral. He was whining, what, a month ago, that he lives off of less than $500 a month. He's making fun of me for living on $10,000 a month. Hmm? Okay. Well, what happens is Jared Taylor, it's said that his wife is a Jew. He sucks up to Jews. Folks, if you go ahead and listen to my show, this entire bowel movement is filled with wiggers and mamzers and Jew boys and tards. That's all it is. That's all it is. Any case here. Well, Linder does look sort of Jewish. What happens, one character pretended to be a dothead, went ahead and showed a picture of Linder with a big nose. Linder is a Jew, and essentially what happens, that character got banned. I had to laugh. I found out that old Stevie B got banned from VNNF. Essentially, Linder has banned pretty well everybody who will not go ahead and go out and overtly suck his dick and kiss his ass. Okay? Well, yeah, he's a Jew. What happens is that I was listening to this thing with Harold Covington. Essentially, you have a whole bunch of these little characters, and they make a big deal about how they're like Linder. They're anti-Christian, especially Christian Day. Christian Day is insane. This is that. And I have admitted that most of the above-ground Christian Identity Church is nothing but wall-to-wall mamzers, like John Britton said, or wall-to-wall Jews, or wall-to-wall tards or zogbots. And folks, some of this is a little bit my fault. I need to go ahead and put out, pretty well a reprint of Bertrand Comparé and essentially get around the roadblock from the AIT course to essentially what you're supposed to know about maybe 100 pages or so of basic dual seed line Christian identity. Okay? But folks, and that includes the timeline. No, none of this papist preterism horseshit. I mean, look, Eli James, if you already believe that the 1,000 years are up from between 500 and 1,500 or 800 and, 1,800, if you believe this Marino Jew Jesuit horseshit, where's your timeline then? Sounds like you have a timeline in the Book of Revelation with parts of Daniel and some of Ezekiel and some of it ever mixed up here to where you have a great tribulation. The other day, someone went ahead and asked me, when is Jesus Christ return? And when does the great tribulation start? And I said, well, Jesus Christ said that no man knows the day of Jesus Christ's return except the Father. You see, the Father has not told Jesus Christ. See, if Yahweh had gone ahead and told Jesus Christ, and by the way, Keith, Southwood, if you're listening, you have God the Father and you have Christ the Son. They're not a unibody. Incorporating three like a trinity, okay? So Yahweh the Father and Christ the Son. And you don't have a Holy Ghost. But in any case, getting on with it, if Yahweh the Father has not told Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ returns, then Jesus Christ doesn't know. How can we possibly know? How can we possibly know? Well, folks, we're told to watch the signs of the times and to understand what times we're living in. Essentially, if you went ahead and knew when Jesus Christ was to return, but you don't, you just simply knock off 3.5 years of shit turning very bad during the Great Tribulation and 3.5 years of turning even worse for 7 years. You knock off 7 years from when Jesus Christ returns and figure out when the Great Tribulation starts. And I believe the Great Tribulation will sort of sneak up on us, which means that you're going to have 7 more years of Zog Babylon before Revelation chapter 18, you have a financial collapse, And then in Revelation chapter 19, you have Jesus Christ coming, with the blood rising up to the bridles of the horses. So essentially, you have 7 more years of Zog once the Great Tribulation starts. Now, when does the Great Tribulation start? I don't know. Maybe we're living in the opening days of it. Maybe it'll occur this summer. Who knows? Who knows? It says to pray that you are not young and giving suck. It prays that you don't do it on the Sabbath day. It says those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Don't go down to your house. Well, folks, we're not in Judea. That's a good thing. But folks, who knows? But folks, you are supposed to watch the signs of the time here. So folks, I want to go ahead and do a quick show. Pretty well give everyone who wanted to call in a chance to call in. Okay? So, Mesker might be wearing eyeliner. Was that important? Well, see, the thing about it is that I think gut-sick tycoon weasels with two ass gays, a.k.a. Crones, are incompatible with white nationalism. And I don't mind Linder saying he's incompatible with Christian identity. Of course he's incompatible with Christian identity. I think he's a Jew. I think Steve Elder is a Jew. When you bleed out the ass from a Jew, oh, by the way, I'm wondering here, in my case or John Deere, mechanical cotton picker, combine, what happens if on its exhaust system it delivers blisters? What happens if you get a whole bunch of rust here and it starts flaking out paint here? I mean, what happens if what comes out of the tailpipe is not only smoke, but a whole bunch of rust, rust-colored emanations here? What if it looks like it's shitting blood here? Would that combine, once it got resurrected here and, be judged here, if it was a sort of a Jew combine with crones here, with virtual crones, would it make it? Or would it be burning in hell forever and ever and ever here? You know what I mean? In any case here. Well, folks, what happens is I'm not trying to convert anybody to Christian identity. You're certainly not dual seed line Christian identity. But folks, even if you don't believe in it here, it's a good thing to stay away from the bowel movement. Stay away from stupid shit here. I didn't know about what I was thinking here, but I was sort of thinking while I was trolling, Eliers tonight. I didn't bother to troll too much with Finkelschini. Essentially, Elier, I'd have just simply disagreed with him, and I found myself being sort of polite to Elier, but Steve Elder went ahead and whined like a pussy here and got Elier to go ahead and, essentially block Finkelschini. So essentially, I got pissed off. I went ahead and had already turned on, using a Tor browser, the old $70 gateway that I bought. It got a Tor browser stuck in on a thumb drive. It's not on the actual thing. It's on the thumb drive because I don't want the thing to be upgraded. I went ahead and made a mistake and upgraded Firefox on Toshiba number one. And essentially, so I go ahead and put it on a thumb drive, and that way it won't upgrade. You know what I mean? You won't upgrade the version on the thumb drive. So I go ahead and activate the thing on the thumb drive, activate both the TalkShoe for Finkelschini and Elier. And essentially I trolled Elier once or twice here. But essentially, even if he had little Brian Reel on there, that wasn't as interesting. That's essentially having Finkelschini whine about Finkelschini. And essentially, folks, don't make any mistake about it. Both Eli James and Fink are universalists. They both believe that non-whites and Jews, as well as pure-blooded Uyghurs, have souls. The difference is that, since they have souls, they're both going to be resurrected. Well, I don't believe that non-whites are going to be resurrected. I don't believe Jews are going to be resurrected. They only live once. They only live in the here and now. They do not have any souls. There's nothing to resurrect. They, I mean, yes, they do die, but they don't die because the wages of sin are death, because they're not under Yahweh's law. Yahweh never made a law with them. He never had a covenant. As a white man, I can sin. As an Israelite, I can sin. I will die regardless, but I can sin. I can go ahead and, you know, essentially break my portion of the covenant. In which case, I do die. I don't believe I'm going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever either. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I was listening to this show last August here with Finkelstein. You get some Baptist minister tarred here, and then here comes Visser coming in. And essentially, this guy sort of should know what the hell is going on. He understands that really the Baptists were not part of the mainline Protestant religion, but rather from the Donatists and the Anabaptists, which is what I heard back when the Worldwide Church of God. See, unlike my brother, I was somewhat paying attention to all these sermons. And folks, you have a soul. You have the spirit of man, which acts like a sort of data flight recorder, so that when you die, it will be done here. You essentially will be resurrected on Judgment Day, if you're white, because you have a soul. And if you do wrong, you will be cast into the lake of fire. And that's what I was trying to tell Keith Southworth here, is that at the end of Revelation chapter 20, it says both death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. No more lake of fire. Why not? Why no more death and hell? Answer, because Yahweh doesn't need them. Because at the end of Judgment Day, you're either alive as a reborn son of God, or you're not. What happens, it may sound ridiculous when I go ahead and talk about my mechanical cotton picker, be it a Case or be it a John Deere, being resurrected, because everybody said, well, it never was alive in the first place. Right. It doesn't have a soul. My mechanical Case or John Deere cotton picker does not have a soul. Never did. Never did. So it sounds ridiculous if I go ahead and talk about it being resurrected, don't it? Well, folks, if you really believe Christian identity, you really believe the doctrine, you know, the idea that niggers have souls, that Indians have souls, that beaners have souls, that Jews have souls, other than totally evil ones. Folks, there is no such thing. If you go ahead and read, there is no such thing as a book of death. There's only a book of life. And either you're in it or you're not. And if you're not white, if you have not earned grace through your race, and you are in the book of life, essentially you're not in the book of death. It just means that you're not in the book of life, and therefore you will be cast in the lake of fire upon Judgment Day if you're white. But if you're not white, you will not be go ahead and resurrected and tortured forever and ever and ever and ever. That's not what the Bible says. And Eli James got all pissed off here, and essentially he went in and banned me, because he seen where this one guy, you know, Andy Renarsh, went ahead and pointed out that, you know, this is what Christian Day believes. And there's no getting around that. The non-whites do not have souls. The Jews do not have souls. Only white Israelites have souls. And he got mad about that. And he went ahead and blocked Finkelstein on Toshiba number 2. And essentially, okay, Finkelstein. Dick Weltney, he's busy paying attention to the actual Finkelstein and Brian Reel. But what happens is that I went ahead and spammed the crap out of essentially, Rabbi Elier. He got a lot more trolling than he would have got if he just simply let me chew on his Jew ass. Okay? Alright. Well, the English Civil War, I don't know if Cromwell was a Jew. The 30 Years' War. Anyway, well, he looks sort of like he got a hell of a nose here. Anyway, folks, I think I've gone ahead and covered this special show here. I've been yakking for about 50 minutes. So let me at least take a break here, and I'll go ahead and look and see what it says on the chat, maybe answer some of it. But I think I've pretty well covered for the special show, and In any case, we're going to go ahead and take a break, or maybe this will be it for the night. So, folks, hail victory. We're like a poster, boys, is gonna make you wind up dead. That's what this little beaner faggot, Brian Rio's daddy, said. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her gayest one, it seems. She sold her snatch for taco meat, so you could live your dream. Brian was a beaner boy who liked to take it in the rear, and even broke fronts. Billy Roper realized that it was clear. Dickie Barrett took it in spite of its mestizo skin. After he kicked that beaner out, some nigger did Dickie in. Even folks from skinhead say, sword manzer's fucking gay, they ought to keep him far away from any normal white folks. Eli was playing games, trying to bring that beaner in. He called in late one Halloween. A cyber shit storm soon began. Eli met his match, you know, in a hovel down in Grand Bemo. And on the turd his screech was heard. Now everybody knows. Even folks from skinhead say, sword manzer's fucking gay, they ought to keep Rio far away from any normal folks. Now Brian ought to give it up, go back to suck a nigger dick. He ought to know the jig is up, we're fed up with that beaner prick. Soon that dirty beaner snitch may end up being Leroy's prison bitch and die in a lonely cell of AIDS before it burns in hell. Even both front skinheads say, Brian Rio's fucking gay, they ought to keep it far away from any normal white folks. Even both front skinheads say, sword manzer's fucking gay, but Dickie Barrett let him slip away out of blindness, I suppose. Okay, folks, we're here for the last section. of the Special Movement Turd. I went ahead and looked at the chat, went ahead and saved the chat. I should have gone ahead and saved the chat a number of times on the Nimtard show, but essentially it went ahead and, you know, the internet connection burped a couple times, so I went ahead and lost it twice. A lot of times I do go ahead and save the chat, and in any case here, I'm halfway thinking of buying me another Toshiba, but I'll worry about that when the time comes. In any case, folks, you had Bill White. He was arrested the other day. Essentially, you have a number of things going on. Since I've been kicked off the ballot for Newton County Libertarian Sheriff, essentially you have a number of things happening, but you're not too surprised about them happening because essentially the notion that we live in a free country, that we live in essentially what is going well, is insane. I was looking at the news, and essentially what they're talking about is that in order to save the asses of these Greek banksters, or Spanish banksters, who went ahead and loaned money on naked short of the currency, essentially they went ahead and essentially bought sovereign bonds or something like that here when these, well, the pigs country, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And essentially, Spain is a big one. Okay, well, alrighty. Well, looks like we got a tard. Okay. Anyway, folks, I'm glad I went ahead and saved the chat here. The chat is not that important. Where am I at here? So anyway, I went ahead and looks like we got a trolling tard here. Okay. Save chat for what? Well, what I do is I go ahead and sometimes save it. See if it's going to go ahead and mount to something here. Like when Steve Elder goes ahead and talks about biblical polygamy. That's interesting. Or when Eli James essentially is trying to go ahead and crawfish out of what it already said. That's interesting too. Okay? For my FBI handlers, well, what FBI handlers? Let me see. What am I going to tell the FBI? I'm going to say that Linder is a Jew, you know, a gut-sick kiking weasel with Jew ass gades. I'm going to go ahead and say Commander Bitch Tits Bill got bitch tits. I'm going to go ahead and say that Jeremy Visser is a Melungeon pisser possum. I'm going to say that Finkelschini is an Ashkenazi Jew. I'm going to say that Brian Rio is a unibrowed, nigger-lipped, shit-skinned, mamzer faggot. I'm going to go ahead, oh, by the way, old Finkelschini was saying that I make Christian identity look bad. Well, folks, Finkelschini makes Christian identity look ridiculous. Okay? Well, if you're worried about guest number 11, I'll tell you what. Here, we'll just keep you out of trouble. Alright? Not a problem. Alright? Well, guest number 11, do you realize that you go ahead and type in TalkShoe Chat Fetcher. Go ahead and type that in. And what happens is that you can get, I'm not going to block you here, because you're a tard, number 11. You're an idiot. Right now, you are being recorded, your chat is being recorded by no less than 4 chat recorders for the show. Now, TalkShoe decides to go ahead and boot off my show tomorrow. What happens is that they don't even go ahead and boot off the recording of the chat. Now, what they do is they stop recording the chat 5 minutes after the show ends. So essentially, when I go ahead and click the end of the show and the recording, it'll go on for about another 5 minutes here, and they'll say call is ended. And within 5 minutes, they will no longer record the chat you know, after 5 minutes after the show ends. Okay? But right now, the show is on. Whatever you say right now, guest number 11, is being recorded. Not only on the one that's owned by TalkStew, but by another one, which isn't, and about two or three others here, which also go ahead and record them. I think there's no less than four TalkStew chat savers. Okay? How do you access the chat logs? Well, what you do, go ahead and Google TalkStew chat fetcher. I use the one that's the chat fetcher because it's the one that's owned by TalkStew. And what it'll do is you go ahead and ask, you can save it in an HTML file. What I usually do is I save it as a text file. Okay? And, you know, I mean, just go ahead and type in Google TalkStew chat fetcher. I use the one owned by TalkStew. And I go ahead, essentially, because it allows me to save it as a text file. Without all the horse shit. Okay? Alright? Well, I decided to unmute number 11. Even though he was a whiny tart, I decided to go ahead and unmute him. Okay? Okay? Alright. Well, I can't record anything you don't write. All the stupid shit I've heard time after time. Martin Lindsay, he's so good. He's spying here. He's a government agent. All right. Okay, what am I going to tell the government about you? What am I going to possibly say here? What am I going to possibly go ahead and give the government as an inducement here? As I tell them, I can tell the Secret Service I'm looking forward to a civil war. I'm looking forward to the Great Tribulation when they and their families are dead. And essentially, there's only about maybe 1 out of 10 pure-blooded Whiggers, and there's no Jews or Mamthers, essentially, and all you pigs are dead. What the hell do we have to say to each other after that? The answer is nothing. I chewed on the Secret Service's ass for about 20 minutes on the 14th of April, 2011, because Brian Rio and Eli James went ahead and sicked them on me here, claiming all sorts of shit about federal judges and Obongo. And I told them, is that, shoot, I sort of like the nigger. I'm not going to vote for the nigger because it's against Yahweh's law, but essentially I like the nigger because the nigger is destroying Zog Babylon, and I approve of what the stupid nigger is doing. He's not that smart a nigger. He's just run by Jews. You know, Mitt Romney's not going to be any better. Okay? Folks, anybody who goes ahead and looks at what's going on realizes we're not only in a state of decline, we are in a state of imminent collapse. So, what is there to spy on? In fact, folks, here, I tell you, get out of uniform. If you're stupid enough to be in uniform or juniform and act like a tard, get out of juniform. Get out of juniform. Go ahead and get off the chat rooms like this or do whatever you need. You need to go ahead and get close to Yahweh, and you need to figure out which ones are your family, because most everybody who even is a Wigger has a bunch of Wigger worthless relatives that most of them you may not want to go ahead and carry with you past the Great Tribulation. And third, essentially, don't worry about it here. There's nothing you can do. Just pray. Just pray that Yahweh sees fit to save you and those who you wish to take with you. I'm not telling you to run for office. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm not telling you to do that other than to think for yourself and save your own life. Okay? Chances are this show is being listened to by the NSA. And what happens is 100% chance it's being recorded, just like everything you say on your cell phone or your landline on your internet is being recorded, and they're building a big old place in Utah to go ahead and store all this stuff. They're not just spying on you. Of course, on the other hand, if you're on the show, chances are you're going to be spied on some more. More than your average Wigger. So if it worries you, don't get on it. Get off it. Okay? Yeah, well, Frank Wigger, he knows how to go ahead and save the chat. I mean, I prefer the TalkShoe chat feature, which is actually owned by TalkShoe, because essentially in addition to an HTML save of the chat, you can go ahead and get it in text file, and the text file is a lot, you know, I mean, the text doesn't go ahead and bring a bunch of other stuff into it. You know what I mean? Essentially, all it does is just give the time and what was said, you know, on the name of it here. I prefer the chat, you know, I prefer the TalkShoe chat fetcher. You know what I mean? But there's Chat Grabber, and there's about two other ones here, which are, you know, third-party things here. And, you know, there may be another two or three or four that I don't know of here. But essentially, I usually use the, you know, the one that's owned by TalkShoe. But folks, you have, you know, before Brian Real went ahead and took it off here, you still can get the chat from the previous show before Brian Real and Eli James took it down here. See, what happens, I was looking, and Eli James and Brian Real and Finkelschini, what happened Finkelschini did is that essentially he goes ahead, he's blocking everybody. You cannot even respond here. He wants you to go ahead and get on TeamSpeak so he can log your IP number and know who the hell is calling in. Obagenda Bender runs a, you know, on 2.5 managers, runs a data mining operation here. Heck, about 3-4 days ago, some old lady, you know, an old white lady, wanted to go ahead and get on Obagenda Bender's forum. And essentially, here was a genuine, you know, old white lady from Australia who's lonely, who wanted to talk to Christian Identity people, and Obagenda Bender wouldn't let her on. First case, she's going to go ahead and become another R.D. Bradshaw, and Obagenda Bender pretends that R.D. Bradshaw and Russ Walker are the same, even though Obagenda Bender has a Tor browser. Goes ahead, and, you know, just like with Nimbusters, Stan is claiming you can't go ahead and get on using Tor because essentially all these people went ahead and made a whole bunch of threats to a bongo here, and the FBI came by and found me. Well, that, maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But essentially, all I tell you is that Stan is data mining. Me, the reason I like this show is it allows you as a guest, as long as you don't freaking spam, to go ahead and get on here and say and ask whatever the hell you want to, and you can even call me Marty Chomo, if you're that much of a man's retard here, you have nothing better to do with your worthless life, you know, hey, fine, just don't spam the chat room. That's pretty well the only thing I have not to say here. Now, I do get a little bit annoyed if you go ahead and post interracial porn. You know, you keep on doing that, spamming that, I'll block your ass here. But essentially, meh. Yeah, I decided that, you know, hey, guest number 11 was just being a tard. So, hey, what the hell. Okay? I have no idea. Stan goes ahead. Essentially, Stan has been going ahead and using a Tor blocker, a Tor browser blocker, for the past 4 or 5 months here. So if he's telling you that the FBI called him here because of spam threatening Obongo during the last week or so, Stan is lying to you, just like he was lying to you a year ago, because the actual server said you can go ahead and post all the Brian Real hyperlinks you want, just don't put it on the server. You can post all the links to Brian Real you want, though. And Stan lied about that. And Stan is lying about essentially the Secret Service came, and that's why I have to go ahead and put a, you know, Tor blocker, because Stan has been putting on a Tor blocker for the past 4 or 5 months. I know, because somebody goes ahead and uses a Tor blocker browser, is blocked. I don't bother using a Tor browser, but on the other hand, I don't post on Nimbusters. I think I posted on Nimbusters about a week ago. And I forget what it was here. I think it was something about Bill White. So what happens is that, hey, I mean, Stan is data mining. Okay? He's using an excuse to where he can't use a Tor browser about, you know, about Nimbuster Tard supposedly posting, death threats against Obongo. I smell a rat. I smell an excuse to go ahead and data mine. Okay? Because he's been doing that for 4 or 5 months at least. Someone went ahead and said, I can't get on Nimbuster with a Tor browser. Okay, why can't you? About, what, 6 months ago, I tried to get on 2.5 Mamsers using the Tor browser. Couldn't get on 2.5 Mamsers. Couldn't get on Obagenderbender's forum. Obagenderbender is data mining. Now, essentially, Obagenderbender wants to accuse me of data mining. Well, folks, yeah, I can data mine if I want on my forum. But to be honest with you, I don't really bother unless they're old enemies of mine, like Nico Faggot Christian, Matt Twat Zogbot. Essentially, then I'll go ahead and look up your IP number. But really, I don't have anybody posting on my forums. If someone wants to really post on my forums, I'll go ahead and, give you one of the spammers, one of the Russian porn spammers accounts. Yeah, I have about 500 of them sons of bitches. You know what I mean? Now, I've gone ahead and taken over about 100 or so of them. So I got about 200-300 more names to go ahead and take over. Okay? So, when did Stan say that? What happens if you listen to a Newskike show tonight or last week? Essentially, he was yapping about how he had to go ahead and block Tor browsers because somebody was spamming, threatening to kill Obongo. I think it was tonight. Folks, Stan has been running around having a Tor browser blocker for the past 6 freaking months. It didn't just start because somebody was supposedly spamming death threats against Obongo. That is a lie. You know what I mean? So you need to go ahead and ask yourself, why is Stan lying to you? Why does Stan want you not to be able to use the Tor browser? Of course, I don't think the Tor browser is all cracked up to be. I think Bill White was trying to use the Tor browser. He got arrested. He got caught. If Bitch Tiss Bill would have been, at least quiet and just simply stayed in somebody's basement and shut the fuck up and stayed off the internet, why, hey, old bitch tits would be like sort of Eric Rudolph here. I've heard rumors that Eric Rudolph was hiding in somebody's basement for 4 or 5 years. I've heard rumors about it. Now, since I guess they got tired of Eric Rudolph, where they decided it was time for Eric Rudolph to go ahead and live out in the woods on his own. So he got caught. And he got convicted. And he's in Florence right now. Okay? Leo Lippy he's nigger, he's Duke, he's anything but white. He's anything but white. So anyway, alright. Okay, well, anyway, as far as what Stan said here, if you go ahead and listen to the Newskike show, and I was listening, I do listen to these shows. I'm going to go ahead and listen to Eliar. I'm going to go ahead and listen to Finkelschini a little bit. I'm going to listen to Eliar. But essentially, I was trolling Eliar tonight. And then here comes on Newskike. And essentially, the same bunch of idiots and Jew boys and Mamsers and faggots. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mighty tell them. Mighty like sucking pee-pee. We need a white man who understands. It all takes is an accusation. It doesn't even take that. All it does is it takes the police wanting to go ahead and destroy your family and destroy your life and have you murdered in prison on bogus charges because of a Whigger and Mamser jury believing that shit. Zog wouldn't do that. Well, folks, when the Great Tribulation comes in here and Zog is nuking your ass, Zog is going ahead and breaking open its biological weapons and killing millions of you. When it's going ahead and putting you in a death camp, then you'll believe that Zog will do whatever the fuck he wants to do. You'll believe. and there won't be any organized resistance. You see, what Zog is doing is it's destroying the organized resistance. It's pretty well replacing itself with Zog False Front resistance. It's placing itself with, you know, Jew Christian identity ministers like the Suave, Eli James, formerly Joseph Cuts November, and the rather abrasive criminal Bill Fink. What happens? There's no organized resistance. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not organized. I'm just simply telling you to stop going ahead and looking for leadership. I'm just telling you to go ahead and essentially decide whether or not you wish to live. And there ain't no Terminator who's going to be reprogrammed, be it myself or anybody else, who's going to go ahead and save your ass. It's going to be you saving yourself alone. And if you don't want or can't go ahead and grow up and learn to think for yourself and save yourself and your family, those who are worthy or you think that you want to bring along with you, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. So that's the purpose of this show. So when you go ahead and you see these characters here acting like, you know, like, well, tonight here, just a bunch of Jew boys and Mamsers and, you know, faggots and idiots. Yuck, 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 yuck. Marty Chelmo, Marty Chelmo. Marty's a coward. Marty's a chicken shit. Marty's this. Marty's that. Okay, we'll see how much Marty's a chicken shit. I went ahead and just, you know, dialed up. Newskike, you know, Newskike, he couldn't be bothered with going ahead and letting me on once, well, hey, there was nobody to save him. Lloyd, please save me! Please, Lloyd! Well, old Newskike was off, you know, on his own here, facing me here. He didn't really want to go ahead and listen to it. He didn't want to go ahead and get his Jew, you know, Jew ass chewed on. So he went ahead and he played his little game here with some stupid wiggers here. I gotta leave. Folks, he hasn't even gone ahead and logged off on the chat room yet. Okay? He hasn't even logged off on the chat room. Neither has Unknown Fucktard. Folks, these people are lying to you. These people are playing games with you. Why do you believe that here? No, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to do that. Well, why don't the inmates die? It depends on what they want to do to the inmates. They can go ahead and put something in your food and make your heart blow up. They did that to my dad. They did that to Connie Lynch. What gets me is I was sitting here the other day. They were trying to go ahead and go against, 200 sexual offenders in Jasper County. How many pigs do they have in Jasper County? 30, 40? Well, no, they're about 100. What happens is every time they go to see someone who's been accused of child molestation, whether he's guilty or innocent, he decides he's going to go ahead and take down the pigs. He's going to kill the pigs. You think the pigs are going to go ahead and be wanting to go ahead and check the child molest real closely? And the answer is no. Folks, there's going to come a time here when essentially pigs and their families are going to be hunted down and skinned out. There's going to be a time here when these bail priests and these judges and these lawyers are going to be hunted down. And they're going to squeal just like they did. They're going to go ahead and hide. Just like Jeremy Visser. They're just going to go ahead and hide here, hoping that people will go ahead and overlook them and forgive them. Like Jeremy Visser did for a couple months after he went ahead and admitted he was a Mamser. Folks, if you're not white, there's no hope for you. All you can do is just simply tell Yahweh that's not your fault, what your parents did, your great-grandparents did, whatever. Essentially, you can go ahead and live a godly life. You can go ahead and pray that when the end comes, it won't come bad for you. But you do not have any right to claim that which does not belong to you. this Canaanite woman, she went in and claimed something that didn't belong to her. She claimed that Jesus Christ would please heal her daughter, heal her daughter, heal her daughter. So she went ahead, and even though Jesus Christ called her a dog 3-4 times, she said, "Well, Lord, even the dogs get to lick from the crumbs from the table." And so I said, Jesus Christ said, "Okay, your daughter's healed." But did he invite her to go ahead and pull a Brian Reel on the congregation? Did he go ahead and invite Dan Johns or Legal Mams or something? I mean, this is how evil fake machine he is. He called Legal Man 2012, Dan Johns' son, he called him Legal Mamser. What happens is that Fink is just a totally amoral Jew who essentially bullies even his sort of supporters. They go ahead and they lick it up here. If I'd been Legal Man 2012, here I'd say, "Hey, my daddy supports Eli James." Oh, by the way, you had Jewell, you had a number of people. I think Lashini went ahead and ended less than an hour. And Eli James lasted about, an hour and a half. Here's Finkelstein calling one of the supporters, Legal Man 2012, Dan John's son, calls him Legal Mamser, which is a name that I went ahead and got, nicknamed him. But hey, thanks going ahead and using my name, I'm poor old Legal Man. Anyway, I'm about to go ahead and call it a night. So folks, fail victory.
White and clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh, ho. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse walls, let red blood flow. When Adam dealt and Eve defend, Kyrie, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On Sogling neck we stomp our boots to stamp out Gasco. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, aye, aye, oh, the love of God our only need, aye, aye, oh, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause of right, aye, aye, oh, ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, aye, aye, oh, ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.